With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The normally bustling biblical birthplace of Jesus Christ looked more like a ghost town Christmas Eve. Celebrations in Bethlehem called off due to the war. Festive lights and Christmas tree that decorate Manger Square are missing. But resident James Joseph says that Christmas does tend to make everything better.
Even though there's so much war going on and problems, the whole mystery of Christmas is of hope, of new life. And it's the special day. And so it's like we especially need that spirit of Christmas today.
Resident Shiny Lee.
We are not only focused for our reality, difficult situation, but we have hope in Jesus because he's our Savior. He loves Palestinian, he loves Jewish people, everyone.
Also at srnnews.com, legislatures returning to session in various states all across America in early 2024 will be considering condemning the Hamas attack on Israel.
One Florida lawmaker wants to make university students who support Hamas pay the higher out-of-state tuition costs. A New Jersey legislator is calling to reimburse the travel expenses of state residents who had to evacuate from Israel. While many of the measures introduced so far largely support Israel in its battle against Hamas, some also would call for a ceasefire in the conflict. Bob Agner reporting.
Police in Serbia have fired tear gas to prevent hundreds of opposition supporters from entering the capital city council building. A crowd outside Belgrade City Hall Sunday to protest what election observers said were widespread vote irregularities during a general election 1 week ago. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the Catholic Church moving a step closer to embracing gay marriage. Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. Vatican explains the radical change in policy by insisting people seeking God's love and mercy should not have to be subject to, quote, an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. This is SRN News. It is one of the most controversial and certainly deadly aircraft in the history of the United States military. Now, a congressional oversight committee launching an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program. Keith Peters reports.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan, which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane. But its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.